Okay, good evening, Aboisai. Hi, guten Winter. It's great to be here again after this. Ah, something was missing. Something was missing in my day. Hi, guten Winter. I hope that all the tefillahs should be niskabel brotzen, and should be zoiche to a gesunden Winter, a guten Winter, and it should be, it's not coincidence that for a couple of months now there's no Yom Tovim. I heard once from Yudalei Butler, he told me once, that pshat is that it always needs a stage of menucha. After there is a lot happening, a lot of intense work happening. It always needs afterwards a stage of settling in, of menucha, of settling in, of all internalizing. And that's why there's no Yom Tov now, because we have to internalize all the avodah that took place over the last few weeks that now needs to settle in, and it needs to be settled in us. So just to share with you, Moedig Hashem Shana Fol Hirsch, it's such a beautiful vote. I must share this with you because it gives us something to think about. Hashem Shana Fol Hirsch, Zeche Tzadik V'Kodesh Livrocha, he says the following. He says that it's very interesting when we think about the avodah of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, when he goes to Kodesh, on Yom Kippur. The avodah of the Kohen Gadol. So we find that the Kohen Gadol, he has to do Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim. He has to wash himself before he goes into the white clothes of the Kohen Gadol, special garments. He needs to wash himself. But very interestingly as well, did you notice that he also needs to wash himself, Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim, when he puts his regular clothes on again? He does. He needs to put by this. He needs to wash himself also before he puts on his big day choil. So Hashem Shemfol Hirsch asks that Bishlam understand. I can surely understand why he needs to wash himself and purify himself when he puts on the big day love on, the clothing which are appropriate for avoda on Yom Kippur. You have to purify yourself. Like in the mikveh, you have to purify yourself, you have to clean yourself before you do a big day love on. But that makes sense when you go into big day love on. Surely it makes no sense that you have to do Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim if you wash yourself and you go into big day choil. It's a downgrade. So why you have to do Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim? So he asks, Hashem Shemfol Hirsch. And his answer is even more powerful than his question. And he says the following. He says that it's all based on a misconception. He says, we all understand that. He said it's all based on a misconception. Because in reality, says Hashem Shemfol Hirsch, the avodah of a regular weekday is just as great and just as grand as an Yom Kippur. It's different. It's different. And there's a chol element to it. It's more profane. But he said the avodah on a regular day also needs Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim. It's a very special day and a holy. Every chol on a regular weekday, it's grand. It's great. It's fantastic. There's so much we can achieve on a chol, on a weekday. And that also needs Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim. We also need to have that attitude and that approach of being mekadesh ourselves before we do that. And a regular weekday, as we say, in the middle of Machashvan, the Yiddish expression is. A Tuesday in Machashvan, the Yiddish expression goes. A random middle weekday that also needs Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim before that. And that is represented and symbolized by the Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol does before putting the big day choil on. V'ruin advorin mishamor, a beautiful word by Hashem Shemfol Hirsch. Like it? It's a beautiful word. Rabbi Isai, we're going to be starting where the shiur was, the last shiur, I understand, was up to Simon Reish Nun Zayin, and up to Siv Dalet. Is that what, did I get this right? Yeah, so we're going to be starting from there, which is page 56, and we'll be learning tonight an interesting halacha, which is actually very relevant, and the halacha we'll be discussing tonight is the shaila of a thermos flask. Rabbosai, that's something that I don't know what you do, how you keep hot water on Shabbos, but certainly in some houses there's a shaila about can you use a thermos flask on Shabbos. So in other words, you've got a hot urn which is on and you've got hot water there, but you want to put in the thermos flask, either you want to take it upstairs or somebody's not well or whatever it is, and you want to put in a thermos flask. Now the shaila is, there's certainly no bishul taking place by putting the hot water into the thermos flask. There's no bishul taking place, but there's no shia, there's no chazorah. But the shaila that is a real shaila is a shaila of hatmona. Are you oivon iser hatmona by, because the thermos flask is surely, if you think about it, it's something which is insulated, totally, very much. It's a whole idea. It's insulated, good and proper, isn't it? I don't know why in the olden days they used to, when they fell, they used to crack. You remember those? They used to. They don't. That doesn't really happen so much anymore. Don't know why. They're done differently now. They manufacture differently, no? Do you remember when we were kids? When they fell, that was it, right? You have to be really careful. Yeah. So now they're manufactured differently. So, but either way, they're done in a way. They're manufactured in a way that it's very much of an insulating keli. So the shaila is, are you allowed to do that, or is this hatmona? And again, we're talking about if you put in on Shabbos. So you know, on Shabbos is even more shaila, because you're not allowed to be matmina on dovah she'en mosif hevel, dovah she'esh dvorim mosif hevel, tum she'en mosif hevel. So the shaila is, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? We'll be discussing that in shortly, Be'ezra Hashem. Siv Dalet, second line of page 56. No, so hatmona literally means insulating, which is gzeira d'rabbanon. Chachomim decreed you're not allowed to do any hatmona and insulating on Shabbos. It's an issa. There's a distinction between hatmona on Erev Shabbos, if you are insulating something for the purpose of using it on Shabbos. That's one category. And then it's insulating something on Shabbos itself. And that is even more stringent.
Is the problem that it would increase the
Yeah, yes, yeah. So, but the truth is that on Shabbos, even if it does not increase heat, even then it's problematic. You're right. So in terms of the thermos flask, it doesn't increase its heat, but nevertheless, it retains the heat, and that's a shaila. That's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem. Hatmon is also. Yes, but you're not putting it into it on Shabbos.
But if you put it in the thermos before Shabbos, it's all right.
Then. Yeah, so thermos flask before Shabbos would be okay. Well, we'll see more. You know what? Actually, I didn't say if it's okay or not. We'll see that. We'll see soon. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Dalet. Afal pi she'en tomni b'Shabbos afilu b'dovah she'en mosif hevel. Now I start off on Shabbos. You're not allowed to insulate with something even if it's not mosif hevel. Mosif hevel means really hevel. Literally means smoke, but it's not really the right translation. Heat. Well, on Shabbos, so there's a distinction. Pardon? Yeah. So on Shabbos, so afal pi although she'en tomni b'Shabbos on Shabbos itself. You're not allowed to insulate. Afilu even, but over she'ein mosif hevel. Even if something doesn't increase heat, you're not on Shabbos itself. You're not to do any insulation on Shabbos, whether it's increasing heat or not increasing heat. Any insulation is also on Shabbos. However, if you insulated something on Friday, veniskalo, and it got uncovered, you had some sort of bottle or some sort of keli, some sort of. And that car, it was insulated before Shabbos, which was permitted. And on Shabbos, it was insulated before Shabbos. And on Shabbos, it got uncovered. The wind blew it off. Remember, this was a lot took place outside, or something blew it off, or something was slightly uncovered on Shabbos itself from the cover of the insulation. Because remember, I was insulated in those days? It was insulated with all types of materials, either with materials or with natural ingredients which was around it, sometimes stones, sand, or other things. We'll see soon what the materials are. And there were that was the insulating materials. And some of it got uncovered on Shabbos. You are allowed to cover it back up again on Shabbos. So, whilst you're not allowed to make a fresh insulating on Shabbos, that's also. But if it was insulated before Shabbos and it got uncovered on Shabbos itself, you'd have to recover it on Shabbos. That's fine. If you want to add a bit of insulating material on Shabbos, that's fine as well. As long as it was before Shabbos already insulated. So if you want to swap, you have two items which were insulated. One was more heavily insulated than the other. You'd have to swap them around on Shabbos as well. One was only insulated with sadin, with sheets. That's not a particularly strong insulating material, but it was sheets around it. But you want to, and the other one was insulated more heavily. You'd have to swap around on Shabbos as long as they were both insulated on, as long as they were insulated before Shabbos. You're even allowed, if something was insulated with sheets, you're allowed to replace the sheets with some gluskin, which is blankets. You're allowed to do that. Again, provided that it was insulated before Shabbos, you'd have to improve the insulation on Shabbos. All this, of course, is if the pot is fully cooked on Shabbos. But if it's not fully cooked, you're not allowed to add any insulating material on Shabbos. Because this added insulation they're doing, gorim lolei special, causes more cooking to take place. So Rabbi said, the last halach is very, very important. We're learning now. So if something is fully cooked and slightly insulated, just a sheet around it, just a light, kind of thin kind of material, on Shabbos you say, oh no, it's dropping heat too much. So you now have to take away the sheet and put some heavy woolen blanket around it to keep the heat stronger. There you're allowed to do that. Why? Because it was insulated before Shabbos. You're allowed to improve and increase insulation on, because it was insulated before Shabbos, you're allowed to improve insulation on Shabbos itself. Now, he says, what happens if this wasn't fully cooked? It wasn't fully cooked. What could you insulate? Give me an example. What could it be? We're talking about what's in the pot? Yeah, you had the chonant in there, okay? Okay, and it was insulated with some sheets, but it wasn't fully cooked. And now on Shabbos, you want to take away, oh no, it's dropping heat too much. And it's like getting very cold now. So you want to put like woolen blankets around it. That we say, no, that you're not allowed to do. If it's fully cooked, you're allowed to do it. But if it's not fully cooked, you can't do it. Why not? Oh, very good. Not only you might, but what's happening over here is a fascinating halacha. There's something called gram bishul. We're learning now, this is really shinut ches related. It's actually related to melacha of bishul, not hatmana. But we're learning now that whenever you're causing something to cook more, to cook quicker, and to cook faster, that will be also as bishul. So just by wrapping it up more, if it's cooking quicker because of that, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because of bishul. So Rabbi Yisrael, I'll tell you where this is very relevant, this halacha. If somebody wants, we learned that if it's a gof v'kotum, if you've got a hot plate, which is gof v'kotum, and say you've got a chonon there, which is not fully cooked, are you allowed to keep it there on Friday night? What's the halacha? Yeah. You're allowed to? Sure? Yeah, you're allowed to. If it's gof v'kotum, Rabbi Yisrael, you've got a chonon on the hot plate. You're allowed to, even if it's not fully cooked on Friday night, yeah? If you put it before Shabbos, it's fine. What happens if you're saying, oh, no, that's not good enough? Now you're taking some sort of towels around it in a way which is not a safety hazard. You're putting, like, covering it up to keep the heat more intense. On Shabbos itself, would you be allowed to do that?
No,
on side, just the top.
No,
why not? Very good. Halacha is never mind hatmana. You're making it cook quicker. And it's going to be bishul, gram bishul, which is also. So if you're increasing the heat of something which is being cooked on Shabbos, it's also because you're causing gram bishul, which is also. We are ready for Sif. Hey, Rabbi Yisrael.
If someone put a pot of chulip on the lech for Shabbos without the lid on.
You put the lid on? It was a good example.
Without the lid on.
Yeah.
And then on Shabbos, can you put a lid on it now?
No. That's a beautiful example. If it's cooked properly, then you can. I was referring if it's not fully cooked. Hatmana? Why is it not hatmana? We'll get to that in a minute.
What's the definition of hatmana?
Hatmana is insulating.
Is it an extra layer?
Yes.
So it's aside from the lid?
Correct.
So I still understand, but what's insulating?
Insulating, what's a good good or another word for insulating? When you're retaining, keeping the heat. Keeping the heat is awesome with the Rabbanon. Now,
so you said before, if you put it on the lech before Shabbos, but it hasn't fully cooked.
Not fully cooked?
It's still okay.
Yes, it is.
Even if it cooks over Shabbos?
Yes, it is. Rabbi Yisai, now we're going to speak about Im pino atavshel b'Shabbos mikderes v'nispashel bo l'kder acheres. We've got a pot, and that pot, it cooked, that cholent was cooked from Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock. He was kept on this, on the hot plate, on the blech, he went nicely into Shabbos. Fat. And now, for some reason or another, whether it's on Friday night or on Shabbos, they knew you were doing, you're pouring it into a second pot, second keli. Don't know why you're doing that. Why would you want to do that? practicality, you need the other pot, whatever, you're pouring it onto the second pot now. Which in good English is called a what? Not brook. In how would you call it? What's the second keli called? A klisheni. It's the klisheni now. Now, it's a klisheni. Now, mutala atmina b'dova she'en emosiv hevel. You don't have to do atzmona. We're learning now, you're allowed to do atzmona b'dova she'en emosiv hevel in something which is a klisheni. Rabbi Yisai, again, insulating is also medrabonon on Shabbos. But if it is a klisheni, then you're allowed to do atzmona b'dova she'en emosiv hevel. So you've got a pot, he was cooking, you pour it into a second keli, a klisheni, and now you want to insulate it, you're allowed to do that, but Dovah Shein Moisiv Hevel, because it is a klisheni. Rabbi Yisai, famous flask. Halach
l'maisa. How do you define whether it's Moisiv Hevel or not?
It depends on which material it is.
So you're taking it from a less porous material.
Anything which doesn't increase the heat.
So you're taking it from a thin pot and putting it into a thick pot, which is more porous and where the heat is less likely to be able to escape.
It will still not be called Dovah Moisiv Hevel, because it depends what the insulating material is, and a pot itself, that's not considered from Dovah Moisiv Hevel. Only certain ingredients which mamash cause which make it. So the examples are given. Some examples are only very specific products are considered Dovah Moisiv Hevel. The examples are. What was his zaysim? Some items they mamash take heat and mamash cause shomshinin sesame seeds. Sir v'chol sid v'chol. Yeah, the cement and chol.
These things are
mush. Yes, Sif Gimel says exactly which ones they are. Yeah, now so Rabbi Yisai. The reason why I'm pointing this out is because that brings us to the thermos flask shaila. What's the halachic definition? Which keli is a thermos flask? It is indeed. It's not Moisiv Hevel. Mutter. Rabbi Yisai, halacha lemaisa. I know there's somebody who's machmi, I don't know why. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying it clearly that a.
But as a lit shadow, isn't it? The Ezra. What sounds to be machmer is that you're putting it from a pot which is sort of wide into a narrower thing. So that itself is.
Increasing it compared to.
Because it's got the heat. Got
I hear what you're saying. So I think the answer is as follows. I hear what you're saying. So I think the answer is that it's not relative to the former pot. It's not that. It's not relative to that. It's that, is it factually something which increases the heat or not? Does that answer?
Secondary. How can it be if it's not relative to the former one? I don't understand how are you supposed to categorize.
Eventually, it's going to cool down in the second keli. Even if it's. Initially. It's hotter than the first keli, but
in a keli where the surface area for the heat to escape is narrower than the first.
You're saying it's much hotter than the first keli.
It's not hotter, but it's going to stay hotter longer than the first keli.
Yes, compared to the first keli, but the comparison to the first keli is not sufficient. It needs to be something which factually something which is Moisiv Hevel. Yeah. Okay. So. So that's the thermos flask shayla Rabbi Yisai, which seems to be muta according to Shulchan Aruch over here because it's a klisheni. Now, what about if you want to do the opposite of atzmona? What if you want to cool something down? Now, I don't know why you want to cool something down by putting shmatas around it, but I don't know. But let's say that's what Shulchan Aruch speaks about. If you want to, you don't want insulation, you want to cool it down. Oh yeah, good.
You couldn't put cold water in it then, you're saying? You've got hot tea, and you want to cool it down.
No, that's not insulating. You're not insulating.
You could put cold water into it?
Yeah.
Could be cooking.
No, because it's a klisheni, mevashel. If you're putting cold water into a tea, that's fine, because if it's a klisheni, we'll speak about that in Shin Yud Ches in a couple of months. Himetz Hashem, we'll talk about it. It's fine. If you want to insulate something to cool it down, in fact, that it shouldn't cool down too much, but you know that you don't want to increase. So, in order to cool down completely, that's fine. You'll have to do atzmona for that purpose. But if you're doing atzmona on a dovah moisiv hevel on Shabbos, that will be also even on erev Shabbos, because it's dovah she'en moisiv hevel. But that brings us actually to your shaila, which is very interesting. It's kenai to speak about briefly about the baby bottle shaila, because that is a real atzmona shaila. The baby bottle shaila. You take when it's too hot, when you put the formula, and then. No, without any bishul shailas. Formula, and then you've got it in a bottle, and now it's too hot for the baby to drink, and then you put it in cold water. And the water, assuming that you're not doing any bishul, because you're a substantial amount of water. So the shaila is that atzmona? Because you are insulating, but it's a good example of atzmona, you're insulating the bottle. You're insulating it you're doing it to cool it down, but you're insulating it with water around it. The water the bottle is completely submerged.
Submerged. That would make a difference, wouldn't it?
Yes.
In cold water. But that's not considered.
Very good. So that's what we're learning now. The Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, if you're doing it for cooling it down, it's mutter. That's exactly the halach over here. That if you're doing it, that's Mr. Berlin's halach. That's exactly what Shulchan Aruch means over here. If you're doing it for the opposite purpose of insulating, you're cooling it down. For that purpose, it's mutter. What about the opposite example? The opposite example that it's actually cool and you want to warm it up a bit. It's a little bit under the temperature the baby's liking. You know, they're very fussy. It needs to be just exactly that temperature. So if it's too cold and you're putting hot water and you're putting it in there to warm it, to warm up the bottle. No, because it's ain't bishlach habishol, or assuming there's no bishol, whatever the reason is, okay, because it was already a bit warm before, whatever. Assuming there's no bishol, which can be such scenarios, so is that okay or not? Can you put a mild? Can you warm up a baby bottle in hot water?
Yes.
Why is it not atzmona? Never mind. Never mind bishol. Pardon? Moshev Hevel?
It's not completely covered. It's a classic Hatmana.
Classic Hatmana.
It's the definition of Hatmana.
It's cliché. It's a bottle of cliché.
It's a bottle, but it is not a cliché. It's not about what the surrounding material is. It is itself a clirishon.
It's a baby
bottle. Yep.
You're taking it from the man.
Yeah, but...
So that's a cliché.
Oh, you're saying it because it's a cliché.
And you're going to put it in a...
Yeah.
And you're going to... It's cooled down.
You're saying because it's a cliché. You know, we don't look at it as a cliché. A cliché is only if it's... Now, in itself, it's... Hey, what are you saying? I don't think we look at it as a cliché at this point. Because its content... Yeah. Something to think about, a cliché. Oh, it's a good point. But I just looked at it as a cliché. So, both said, the main answer the person can say why it's no concern at all is what Rav Kagan points out, is because it's not completely submerged, which is an halacha we're going to speak about still. Hatmon only applies if something is completely submerged from all the side, according to the Raman Ashkenazi Shehidin, if it's completely submerged. It's completely surrounded by Hatmona. Part of your definition has to be that it's to be completely insulated. If it's partially insulated, even majority, that's no concern insulation, and therefore it's permitted. So as long as you keep the summer of the bottle up, there's going to be some above the water level, it's going to be mutter. But we'll speak more about that image at a later stage. Okay, we cover tonight, Rabbi Yisai, Semreish Nun Dal Rezayin. We learned Seif Dalet and Seif Hey and Seif Vav. And we learned that the concept of Hatmona only applies with something which was never, is only problematic if it was never insulated before Shabbos. If something was insulated before Shabbos, and then it goes uncovered, or you want to change it, you want to increase it, you want to improve it on Shabbos, as long as it was insulated before Shabbos, you can improve its insulation on Shabbos. That was halacha number one. Halacha number two within that sif taught us that make sure it's fully cooked, because if it's not fully cooked, any improved hatmana will inevitably cause a bishul, which is also. We then learned that any hatmana which is taking place in a kli sheni is muta as well, and that was a thermos flask shaila, which we learned halacha lemaisa is muta because the thermos flask it has water in it, which comes from a kli rishon, and hence considered a kli sheni. Therefore, the water in a thermos flask is considered a kli sheni, and there's no atmana there. We learned also that atmana, which is for an opposite atmana purpose of cooling down its content, that's also mutter. And that's what we covered tonight. And we'll be learning more about Sif later, Sif, and tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Good evening.